Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
For more than 50 years, Ralgro with Zarinol has been known for heavier weaning weights that deliver greater revenue. How much greater exactly? Years of research prove that calves implanted with Ralgro have an average 23-pound weaning weight advantage over non-implanted calves. At today's feeder calf prices, it's easy to see how those extra pounds can result in a bigger check come sale day. And as far as the idea that non-implanted cattle sell for a premium, this is just not true based on Superior Livestock Auction data in over 3 million calves that consistently shows implanted calves bring the same price per pound as non-implanted calves. The math speaks for itself, and so do the results with Ralgro, the gold standard in calf implants that helps you aim even higher. Higher calf weights, higher returns, higher satisfaction. Learn more at Ralgro.com and look for Ralgro at your veterinarian or animal health supplier. A withdrawal period has not been established for Ralgro in pre-ruminating calves. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal.
Well, cattle futures market today took a turn for the worse. On the live cattle, we were down about 70 in August at 106.77. October, on the other hand, was $1.42 lower at 109.40. December live cattle down $1.25 at 112.55. And then feeders, anywhere from about 20 to 70 cents lower. Pretty quiet day, though, overall. There is a cattle on feed report on Friday, which is about 100% on feed. Placements are estimated at 106% and marketed about 100%. Marketed in July about 100% last year. So maybe the placement number a little bit bearish longer term, but that report's Friday after the close or tomorrow afternoon after the close. And today's slaughter was 119,000. That's a little bit of a uptick from where we have been. A week ago was 118. The year ago, 116,000. Of course, that was after the Tyson fire, but the slaughter numbers are coming back up slightly. Midday box beef was $1.08 higher on choice at 224.12 rather. Select was up 40 cents at 206.05. The cash trade, it looks like it's going to be somewhere around 105 to 107 this week. There's been a pretty large number trade at 106.50.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Peeper Seed Farms has four excellent seed wheat varieties for wheat growers to select from this year. Bob Dole, SY Monument, Green Hammer, and Smith's Gold all have very good agronomics to help farmers obtain maximum forage and grain yields, along with good milling and baking qualities. Call today to reserve your wheat for this fall. Call Joe at 580-541-1949. That's 580-541-1949.
Today's grain futures markets were mixed. Corn was down a half cent. Beans were the weakest contract, down about 8 cents overall, so that was a little disappointing. And then the wheat futures closed higher on the day, up about 2 to 3 cents in Kansas City wheat. The Chicago wheat was up more than that, up about 6 to 7. And then December cotton rally late into the day at 64.52, up 75 cents. The big talk all week long has been the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. Tomorrow afternoon, or tonight rather, they'll release their total findings of the whole crop tour. That's much anticipated, and mainly really just Iowa, after the August 10th storm that went through there and how much damage there's going to be. Of course, there's various reports. The crop progress report on Monday out of the USDA dropped that good to excellent category 10% to reflect the new problems. But the Pro Farmer Crop Tour is sort of the first data-centered numbers we'll see in terms of the Iowa crop. We've seen anywhere from 30 to 40 million bushels or something, or not bushels, acres affected or impacted. Of course, that won't all be lost, but it is a pretty significant number and impact. That'll be on that Pro Farmer Crop Tour, just the latest insight on that. Currently, the stock market's fought its way back to be about 20 higher on the Dow, about 5.5 higher on the S&P.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you and your financial conditions.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.